This is the closing market report for a Friday afternoon. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Eric Snodgrass is now here to take a look at the weather forecast. Eric, I think some of those rains that we had this week were pretty important. Can you tell me where they fell and what that meant?
Yeah, you know, it kind of looks, when you just step back and look at the last 10 days of precipitation, it looks as though the entire Corn Belt got a pretty decent drink of water. But you got to look at it a little bit closer, because parts of Iowa, western Iowa, you know, some locations did get some great rains that will really help to save the crop there. Parts of the Dakotas did as well. But it wasn't widespread 1 to 2 inches. There were a lot of fields in some big producing counties in western Iowa that maybe only saw a half inch. But over the last 48 hours, we've seen, you know, two major events, one good and one bad. Let's start with the bad one. There were storms that blew up overnight. Two nights ago in Kansas, and really hammered Kansas City. I saw some locations that may have seen up to 8 inches of rain, causing a big flash flooding disaster there. But that same system, as it moved across the state of Missouri and really worked with another system in Illinois, brought 1 to 3 inches of rain to these fields in the southern half of our state. And that was absolutely crucial for those farmers. I was talking to several of them just yesterday, saying, wow, this 1 to 3 inches may have saved us as we get into this month of August, because they were struggling for the last 30 days on precipitation. So you're right. It's these recent rains. They've been great for some, and they've been trouble for others.
What's the next week look like?
Well, we have a bit of a shift in the overall pattern. And what's happened is we've built back in a pretty sizable trough through the eastern half of the United States. And that's going to take our temperatures back away from the heat stresses we've seen for the last 10 plus days, back into more seasonable, potentially even cooler than average at time. But what it's also going to do is we're going to see, at least over the next few days, a rather dominant area of higher atmospheric pressure that's going to cool things down and dry us out. And what I really want to focus on, though, is as we get into this month of August, what's the overall flow pattern look like? Because it suggests that maybe the first week of August, we stay in this cooler and potentially slightly drier than average pattern. But it is around, let's call it August 10th, that I'm going to be watching very closely the Gulf of Alaska. You see, we've had a pretty persistent trough there. There is some suggestion in the overnight model runs from yesterday that we could potentially see a very small ridge developing there. Now, what that does is that may push a trough into the west coast of the United States, and therefore a broader ridge over the central states. And all of that boiled down means we may see a short duration, you know, above average temperature time period. I'm not going to call it a heat wave just yet, but, you know, looking at the August as a whole, our long range guidance suggests that August is going to be near average or maybe even carry a slight cool bias. So this might be one little time period in the middle of August where we could see some warmer temperatures build in. Now, what's more interesting is because we're getting to that time period where our bean crop is made, we got to talk about what precipitation looks like. And here it is in a nutshell. Our long range guidance from the European model, okay, it is suggesting that we could see a wetter than average next 30 to 45 days. Now, that would be great for the bean crop, but I want to just say this. While that's good guidance, there is the potential that we could see parts of the Corn Belt, all based upon where that ridge sets up, that could be near average or even slightly drier than average during that time period. There is also some major discrepancy between that European model and the U.S. equivalent of that model, which we call the CFSV2. One's coming in dry, the other's coming in wet. And what that tells me is that discrepancy, that inconsistency is kind of painting a pretty fuzzy picture. And I'm just going to go out and say this. The one thing that is clear to me about August 2017 is that I would say that there's a pretty low probability that August 2017 looks as wet as August 2016. Remember, August 2016 was wetter than average, came in, and not only saved the bean crop, but made it absolutely stellar, setting our record on bean yields. So that's a lot to kind of distill down and digest here, but those are the big important features that I'll be watching. So we'll give you that next update on Friday, a week from now, and we'll see how things have changed.
Indeed, we'll be looking forward to it. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
That, of course, is Eric Snodgrass. He's with Agrible. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm Todd Gleason.